Now, when you were riding the wagon, though, you'd hold on to the
reins.
Yeah. Did you have well, about the wheel of the wagon, you had the rim, and it fit on the.
The rim was the steel that encased the wooden part of the wheel, the circular part of the wheel, and the in the wheel were spokes that were attached to the hub.
The wooden part, the spokes went into the.
The spokes went into the wooden part of the wheel, and the rim surrounded the wooden. I don't know if they had a particular name for the wooden part of the.
Yeah. You ever hear the felly or?
I don't know what they called it. I really don't. I didn't know too much about wagon making. I had a little wagon made for my children one time with an old blacksmith. He told me a lot of those things, but I've forgotten it. I don't. After a while, that was about 35 years ago, I had a little wagon made for the children.
Y'all had a blacksmith? What did he do?
Not here. I had to go to New Orleans to get a blacksmith. And there weren't but about three or four over there then. That's about 35 years ago. I went there and found an old man on Cortez Street, about the third generation of blacksmiths.
Well, they probably still got them now.
They don't have but about one or two in the whole city of New York.
Yeah, because I know they got a lot of them. Listen, I just saw on TV last night that this parish raises a lot of horses.
They sure do. A lot of race horses. Racing stock. We have the man that runs Standard Materials here, a friend of mine by the name of Scoggin, B.J. Scoggin. He owns a good many horses, and he raised some right out there by my brother's place out there, off of Robert Road, between Robert and Military Road. Uh-huh. And then the ex-sheriff of St. Tammany Parish, a man by the name of he's been in the racehorse business a good long while. He raises them above north of Covington, between Covington and Franklin, around Folsom. There are quite a few horse farms up there. I knew a young fellow by the name of I still know him. He's still there. He was in son of a real good friend of mine, and he had real high marks, and he took animal husbandry at LSU. And he was right at the top of his class in his field. I don't know why he didn't go into veterinary, but he just loved raising cattle, and I think he got married when he was in school. I just kind of snuffed his education down a little bit.
No, he did.
Yeah, he did. He
no,
got
he
married,
got
just
married right after he graduated.
Right after he graduated, yeah. But he was saving money for his engagement ring while he was at school.
Oh, he had already given her.
That's right. Yeah, I remember Lloyd telling me Charles was
but
eating.
They didn't get married until after he finished.
Charles was eating red beans and eating poor food and a little bit of it, saving money to buy an engagement ring in his senior year in school, and he didn't find out about it till. And then he called them together and insisted that they didn't get married until he finished. Got his degree. Well, when he got his degree and got married, I think that snuffed off his graduate work, if he would have had any.
Yeah.
And he took a job as an ag teacher up here in around Bush.